Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of heat.
15 minutes of heat brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We're headed out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Should we sing it? Heat! We got to do better.
Heat!
Solana, are you participating
heat!
In this?
Heat!
Wait, what's happening?
You were talking.
Go out to the Toyota Hollywood hotline. I hope the heater been better synced tonight. Shop over 15, bouncing the ball off each other's heads. The first basket is Eric Spoelstra inexplicably off the bench. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Brian Windhorst, our friend, he's one of the premier NBA analysts on ESPN, best-selling author to boot. He'll be seen all over ESPN during the NBA Finals, which, again, start tonight. Brian, this is, and look, I think we come from this point of view, certainly on this show. Whatever the Heat do in the NBA Finals is gravy, because this has been an improbable run. So I do think the Heat, the pressure is on the Lakers. The Heat are playing with house money here. Would you agree with that?
You're only doing 15 minutes on the Heat today. That's it? What are you talking about?
This is the sponsored 15 minutes of Heat. The rest of it, we're doing it because we love them.
Well, let me tell you. Yeah, you can sell it that way, but, you know, knowing the Heat organization, knowing Jimmy Butler, they believe they can win, and they're going to expect to win. And, you know, you think that this team's best days are ahead, but you don't know, and you're sitting there four wins away from a championship. And so you have a great opportunity here. You are playing the number one seed, but you do not have to play them in their building. You know, they're going to have their fans on those scoreboards or whatever, but who cares? You get an opportunity at LeBron and Anthony Davis on a neutral court. This is a, you know, I don't know if I want to say it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance because the Heat have a bunch of rings and banners up there, but they may never get a better shot at it than they're going to have right now. And I think their eyes are wide open about that, and I think you'll see them play that way. And really what the Heat have to do is play their team-oriented style. And if they play their team-oriented style, they're going to have a chance. And if they're not good enough, because LeBron and AD are two of the best five players in the league, you take your hat off to them. But you want to know that you put your best foot forward. And that sounds corny, but that's the reality.
And Wendy, we saw stars in Milwaukee with Giannis, MVP, and Chris Middleton, and then with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum with Boston. But bro, AD and LeBron, they're the best duo we've seen in these playoffs. Wendy, if AD and LeBron drop 70, like they can do easily, can the Heat still win if AD and LeBron both go off and they just keep those ancillary pieces? Can the Heat win with AD and LeBron playing the game we've seen them play now through the entire playoffs?
Maybe, but it would be hard. And it would certainly be hard to do it 4 out of 7. You know, if you watch the Lakers in these playoffs, there's a couple of things that they do really well. And focusing on those things are what's going to happen. Because, look, LeBron is going to make baskets. He's going to make plays that you cannot stop. You know, people have been saying to me the last few days, well, Andre Iguodala has so much experience against LeBron in finals. And I go, yeah, and LeBron has kicked his ass in a whole lot of those games, okay? LeBron tattooed Jimmy in many playoff series, okay? There are going to be moments where you're not going to be able to stop him. You know, Nikola Jokic was an inch from the basketball all over Anthony Davis, and the dude hit the three-pointer to hit the game winner. So you can't control that. But what you can control is the game plan, which is the Lakers are going to want to run in transition. Do not let them do that, because if you set up on them and you make them move the ball and operate a half-court offense, they are not that good in half-court offense. They are not a championship-level team in half-court offense. They are on the break. Do not let them kill you on offensive rebound. You know, this, the offensive rebounding was like a sixth player for them against the Nuggets. Don't let them do it. Don't give them extra possessions. There were times when they would get four or five shots of the possession against them, but you can't do that. So if you tighten those things up and play your game, you're going to have a better chance, regardless of what the stats Anthony and LeBron put up.
Brian Windhorst is with us from ESPN. It's a real big testament to Pat Riley, no? This roster that he was able to put together. You're talking about, you know, bringing in a guy like Jimmy Butler who wanted to be here, but still finding the wherewithal to actually be able to get him here. And then surrounding him with draft picks that you hit on, right? Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero, and getting the most out of Goran Dragic when a lot of people thought that he was at the tail end. And then even the acquisitions of Andre Iguodala, as you mentioned there, and Jay Crowder. I mean, this is a testament to Pat Riley, no?
Yeah, so if you go, the teams this reminds me of is the 2004 Detroit Pistons. And that can be a little bit annoying because that team was known for not having any superstars. And, you know, the Heat would say, well, we have Bam and Jimmy. I agree. But if you go back and look at that team, Joe Dumars, who was the president of the Pistons at the time, had like an 18 or 24-month winning streak that is almost unparalleled in modern history of decisions. Like, He's traded for Ben Wallace. He signed Chauncey Billups to a mid-level contract. He drafted Tayshaun Prince like the 27th pick. He traded for Richard Hamilton. You know, he just did all of it. I think they were one of the few teams in the last 25 years who won a title without being the luxury tax. And they went to six straight conference finals because of the awesomeness his team put together. And that is kind of reminiscent of the hot streak that Pat Riley and Andy Ellisberg went on over the last year, where the Butler move was incredible. By the way, they almost traded Goran Dragic. You could talk to different people who will debate how close that was actually to happening, but there was a time where Dragic looked like he was going to be a Dallas Maverick as they made those moves. They moved out Hassan Whiteside to bring Bam up to the floor. Obviously, the Tyler Hero draft pick was spectacular. The signing of Kendrick Nunn. I mean, you guys know. I don't have to go over all of it. But they hit a hot streak. They hit a hot streak, and they had a system in place and a great coach in place to take advantage of it, and all lines up. And in 2004, it lined up. They had a perfect coach for that team in Larry Brown. They had a perfect system. And when the big, bad, strong, star-laden number one seed, or they were the higher seed at least, Los Angeles Lakers came in with their Hall of Famers. They got overwhelmed. And that's the story that the Heat are trying to pull off here. I don't know if it'll happen, but I'm certainly interested in watching.
And Wendy, along the same, you know, line of thought, where bringing in Iggy and Crowder and Solomon Hill, the trade, and then Nunn working out, Duncan working out, Bam working out, Jimmy coming down here with the culture. Is Pat hands down, like, is there any argument of he's the best executive in the NBA, even if they don't win, by what he can do as fast as he can do it?
Well, look, I mean, he has hot streaks and cold streaks. You know, the previous 5 years, the Heat were essentially a 500 team, and they missed the playoffs three times. Was he the best executive then? I mean, he's just as good. I mean, I think you know, there's a story that can be told about all those players. You know, I know that Kendrick Nunn was because Adam Simon, I've been told the story, was pounding on Andy Ellisberg and Pat Riley, sign this guy, sign this guy, sign this guy. The Warriors were trying to hide him and on their bench in the G League, and Adam Simon sniffed him out, and they signed him the last day of the season. Chet Kammerer, who's one of the great talent evaluators of the NBA in the last 30 years, went to a workout where he found Duncan Robinson and ran out to the car and called back to Miami, and said, we got to find a way to get this kid. You know, and Pat Riley using his connections at Kentucky to sniff out the value of Adebayo and Hero, and doing some background on Tyler Hero and figuring out that this is exactly the kind of guy that fits your culture. All of those things go together. Pat is terrific at his job. I mean, some years they're better than others, but certainly on balance over the last 25 years, this is really the fourth great team he's built and has a chance to be the third different championship team.
Ryan Windhorst from ESPN. We need to speak on Eric Spoelstra as well, because a lot of people have been really taking notice of Spo. There were, you know, detractors over the years, and LeBron had some real nice words about Eric Spoelstra yesterday.
I don't actually think there's ever been detractors. I mean, maybe
believe it or
LeBron,
not, there's been detractors in Miami. I mean, believe it or not, well, some of the biggest debates that sports radio has had down here is people being anti-Spoelstra. I mean, you don't find that down here any longer, but you're saying what? That the national take on Eric Spoelstra has always been, this guy's a great coach.
Look, they had this 5 years after LeBron left where they were pretty much an average team. Now, I know that they had moments where they weren't average, but generally they were an average team. But the thing about it is, if you knew the game, Eric almost always got the most out of those teams. Like, you know, yes, there were years where they may have won, you know, 42 games. I think the 1 year they went 41-41. But Spo probably got them to 41 wins from 32-win talent. You know, when I would talk to advanced scouts, they would say that the Heat are the hardest team to deal with because so many of them form an opinion and get their scouting lined up for a team in November or December, and the team really doesn't change that much through March. Whereas they'd come back to Miami in March and they were running completely different stuff than they were in November because Eric Spoelstra rolled up his sleeves and went to work. And, you know, he's been on my Coach of the Year ballot in the top three probably three times in the last 6 or 7 years. I don't know exactly, but, you know, he's got – LeBron, I understand what LeBron is saying. He was paying him a compliment, but the only people that, you know, LeBron was one of the doubters of Eric Spoelstra. And I guess it wasn't unfair to have some doubt with him 10 years ago, but I don't think anybody doubts Eric. Let's put it this way. If Eric Spoelstra somehow left the Heat, which will not happen, he would probably become the highest paid coach in the league or one of the highest paid coaches in the league. Teams would fire their coaches in their jobs to hire Eric Spoelstra. He could get virtually any job he wanted. There is nobody in the NBA who undervalues or underestimates Eric Spoelstra.
And Wendy, we talked to Sedano yesterday, and we were talking about the Bam versus AD. And I am so excited about this matchup where AD's athletic, but you can't. We know what Bam can do. Bam is an all-star now. Can Bam win any of these matchups? Any of these seven games? If we go seven, do you think you'll come out of any of these games saying Bam got the best of Anthony Davis?
Well, it's going to have to happen. I mean, if not the best, he's got to play him, you know, really tough. You know, Anthony Davis averaged over 30 points in the West Finals. Okay, Bam is not going to probably outscore him. I mean, if you line up the statistics, I don't know if Bam is going to be able to quote declare a win. But if you can make Anthony Davis, you can keep him off the foul line, for example. If you can go through a game and Anthony Davis gets 4 free throws, not 12, that's a win. If you can go through a game where Anthony Davis, instead of shooting 8 of 14 or 10 of 16, he shoots 6 of 14 or 6 of 15 or, you know, 8 of 19. That's a win. Will it look like it? Will Bam be holding Anthony Davis's scalp afterwards and cackling and saying, I got him? No. I mean, that's not reality. They're going to have to, again, try to do it in the margins. And Bam is a, there is really nobody in the NBA like Bam. And look, I was talking about this with LeBron earlier. There's going to be moments where Anthony Davis is going to embarrass the Heat because he is awesome. But you have to make those moments spread out. You have to make him work for those moments. I mean, Heat fans have seen it over the years when they've had the best player in series. They've had it many times. They know how it works, and that's going to have to be applied to the opposition now.
Brian Windhorst from ESPN. It starts tonight, and you can hear the game, by the way, on 790 The Ticket. Pregame will begin at 7:45, and ESPN, obviously, actually ABC, I guess, will have the game tonight, right? ABC, not ESPN, but you
ABC,
will see Windhorst all over ESPN during the NBA Finals. Be more fun to be flying back and forth between Miami and LA, wouldn't it?
It would be. I know people are complaining about it, but it hasn't been an option for a long time. It wasn't like it just now became obvious that we were going to lose that. But, again, that is advantage Heat. The Heat should be thrilled that this is in the bubble for them. I know that, you know, they lose. I mean, I have so many fond memories of tremendous hot June nights in American Airlines Arena, okay, you're not going to have that. But that plays to Miami's advantage.
I agree. Brian Windhorst, ESPN. Thank you for making time for us, Brian. We always appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.